Welcome to my podcast with me, Dr. Kate Bartram Brown, interviewing successful people that I know personally that all have something in common. Yes, they all use magic, the hidden sciences, and the mystery school lineage to create success in the modern world. Hello, and once again, we are live to the Modern Mystery School UK and EU podcast and YouTube channel. And I'm busily connecting to Instagram, so hopefully we'll have a live stream to Instagram as well, the wonders of technology. And today we are joined by the lovely Grace. Welcome back to the show, Grace. How are you doing?
Hello, everyone. Such a pleasure to be here to talk about Healers Academy, one of my favorite topics.
Mine too. That's a, you know, I think I say this is my favorite thing, but I know everything is my favorite thing, but truly Healers Academy is like, you know, it's the one thing that I just think everybody should do. I mean, I know that sounds, but it, you know, just such miraculous things happen. So Grace, tell us now, to give people a bit of background, if they haven't watched the podcast before and seen you on, your background is in law, you're a solicitor, and how on earth did you end up at Healers Academy? You know, because law and Healers Academy could be quite different. And then I would like to hear, you know, what your experience was like, you know, coming from that background of very logical, methodical thinking, and then going into something like Healers Academy, where we have to even more bypass the mind and work in the heart. I know that's a lot there, but if you can let us know, that would be great.
I'll start with how I found Healers Academy, maybe. Yes. I remember this very well. It was a few days before my 39th birthday, some time ago now. And a friend of mine said, you know, what would you like? And I had found something called a life activation, which I was very intrigued by, right? So I did it, and then I did Empower Thyself. And then the next step was, well, Healers Academy. But because the earlier things that I'd done had served me so much, it was only logical, because I'm very logical, that I went for the next step. And it was the most beautiful, all-encompassing, expansive, but also very challenging experience. And I'm a very academic person, actually. So I thought, oh, 5 days, it'll be fine. It's a course, like, you know, I'm no problem. But it was not what I expected at all, because it wasn't about the mind. It was so much about your energy and your heart, and to think with your heart, not just with your mind, right? And it unlocked a part of me that, and the process of it was beautiful and necessary, but not super comfortable in the process, to be honest. And but it unlocked something within me that I hadn't realized, you know, how much I wasn't allowing myself to feel things, to just live life alive, to have joy, you know. I was just so stuck in a box. And while I sort of unpacked all of those things in those 5 days, it really felt like 5 years. I released a lot. And it was a lot of maybe past traumas and past pains that I hadn't realized that I was carrying with me, you know, all these years, because I was not in an environment where it was encouraged, really, to think about such things. And I also wasn't aware. And it was such a relief, you know, after the 5 days, during it and after it, the integration. It took a while, but I'm really glad that I've done it. And I really encourage everyone else, you know, to do it. It's not just for one type of person. It really is for everyone. And it will serve you according to what you need and what is right for you. And that's the beauty of the light, right? Because these tools that we work with, they will serve you in accordance with what is best for you.
So coming up to Healers Academy, did you experience any resistance, or was the resistance within Healers Academy, or was it kind of plain sailing the whole way, you know, the whole way there? And
I didn't feel any resistance going to it, but I think it's because my mind was so in control. But when I went on my first day, I was like, okay, this is not like anything I've ever experienced. And by the second day, I think I saw you, Divina Kate. I said, you know, I think I can't like continue. And you were very patient and kind. You said, you know, just go home, you know, take it easy, come back tomorrow, see how we go. And I came back, and then I came back, and then I came back. And I'm really glad I did. But during the 5 days, it was, do you know what I think it was? Not what I think, I know it was. It was that that class really enlightened me as to how expensive I am and how big I can be, and I am. But I never wanted to embrace it. I never felt worthy to embrace that greatness, because if you embrace it, then you're also responsible for more things. But that's life, and it's good. It's good for you. So I think that was that unlocking, you know, those keys, unlocking that how powerful and how much power every individual actually holds, you know, to do great things for. Not great things for personal glory, but great things in according to your purpose, whatever it is. And I think that really began to unlock in the first, I would say, the first couple of days. And then when I got used to the fact that I was going to be unlocked, then it got okay. I surrendered. So the resistance for me personally, was actually not going when I, it was actually when I was there. Yeah.
I think I can definitely relate to that, because I my 5 days were, you know, extreme. You know, I had to dig really deep. And it's interesting, something that you said there, that you didn't know that you had these things to release. You didn't know that you weren't allowing yourself to feel things. You didn't know. And I was the same. I thought I was quite enlightened. I thought I was quite open. I thought, oh, this, you know, I had no clue. And it was only after I realized, I thought, my goodness, it had gone so deep. And you know, I've often commented on this, that I don't think there's anything else out there that I've experienced, or even, you know, on the path, that goes that deep to help you know.
It was, and sometimes I think words limit me. For a person that always works with words, you know, this is quite a big thing to overcome. But the best way I could put it is that it's soft and it's loving, but at the same time, it's also confronting. So it's all of those things, but they are necessary for anyone that wants to progress, right? You have to face these things. Because if you don't face it, you'll never transcend it, right? You'll never master it. And then you'll always be trundling along, but you won't really step into your full power unless you face it. And it helps you to do that. And actually, on the grander scheme of day, you know, of things, like 5 days for the rest of your life, I think it's quite a good deal.
It's fantastic. I know, it's fantastic. I know. And sometimes people can't believe that, you know, when we say come to empower yourself, it's only 2 days, it'll try and be like, yeah, just 2 days, whatever, or just 5 days. But that's the power of lineage. That's the power of initiation, is that, my goodness, it is quantum leaping.
And it's not something that you can really describe with words. You have to experience it. You have to feel it. You have to be in that energy. And before stepping on the path, you know, I would have sort of understood it sort of from in my mind, but I wouldn't have really truly integrated it and truly feel the power of the lineage in every pore of my body, put it that way, right? And so, you know, I've moved on a little bit on the path now, not as far as you have, but it continues. I have to say, Healers Academy was the hardest so far for me. It really is, was hard, but it was because it was really the first crucial step.
I love that first crucial. So absolutely. And we had Davina and Lisa on yesterday, and she said, yes, anything that has something magnificent on the other side is going to be hard. We have to overcome. And one of the things that I would like to ask is, how has your life changed since going to Healers Academy? Is there anything that, you know, that has changed since then and has aided in your life since Healers Academy?
A lot of things, but I would say the biggest thing that I you know, having a reference point now that I can see, is that I have so much love for humanity, much more than, I mean, before I did, you know, I always wanted to serve and help, but it wasn't with all my heart and soul, because, you know, I always thought, oh, you know, humans, you know, we're evil, we do all these bad things. And now I see, I have so much more compassion, but not in a way that is enabling, but in a way that I have an understanding, you know, and because of that, I can serve better. And most of all, I can love myself and I can love everybody, really. Not always, sometimes it's still hard, but can't lie, but it's much easier. And I feel that connectedness, that, you know, we are really all connected. And at the end of the day, that is the truth, right? It's we're all one beautiful humanity, and we're capable of so much great and amazing, incredible things if we believed in our power, if we knew we could do it, if it wasn't just, oh, someone else can do this, why aren't people do this, you know, you just think, no, I can do it, and inspire everyone else to do it, be the example, do it. You know, I think for me also, I think maybe a large part of why I found Healer's Heart was also because while I knew that I wanted to do all these things, I never felt that I could. And I think that unlocked in Healers, and gradually, as you know, as I integrated it more than I thought, that was what I was scared to face. That I was, you know, people are always, they want power, but they're also scared of it. I think that was my key, really. I just thought, you know what, power is not a bad thing. It's to use it wisely for good, and good people will do good things.
Yeah, I totally agree. Training, having the training in the light, sharing the light, and having a system that's so very ancient, for me has helped. Okay, this is how I do it. This is how I can support. And you're right with that compassion, is that we can get caught up in looking at the news, looking at all the things that are going on in the world. And you can feel despair and a lack of hope. And what I loved about Healers Academy is like, no, I can make a difference. I can do something.
Yeah. And if everyone knew that they could do something, then everyone would do something. And then all these problems would go away. It's really that simple, you know? It's profoundly simple.
Magic always is, isn't it?
Yes.
So I thank you for sharing your story and a little bit about your experience at Healers Academy. We're very grateful to have you back on the show, and I'm sure you'll be back again, you know, chatting about other things.
I'm very grateful. You know, it's done so much for me. I really want to share. And if I may just say one last thing, right?
Yes, please.
It's called Healers Academy, but it's not just for people who aspire to heal. It's for everybody, because healing yourself is also very important. So don't think that it's only for one type of person. I really wanted to make that clear. Like, everyone will benefit from it in accordance to you and what you're supposed to be doing.
100%. 100%. Yeah, come join us. We always have lots of fun, and everybody's so friendly and lovely. You'll be put at ease right away, and you know, everybody is, you know, in the same boat. So don't feel like, oh, you know, you're going to be a fish out of water, because you're not. It's people from all walks of life, and we're all, you know, none of us bite. We're all very, very kind, and you will have a good time. So we will welcome you to the magical city of London, and it's in March 2024, in case you're watching this on a playback. Thank you, Grace. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Okay, take care, and thank you, everybody, for tuning in.